Denise Graves is a world-renowned mezzo-soprano who has a special relationship to Anderson, which is both personal and artistic.
I can tell you exactly when I became aware of Marian Anderson. I was in the fourth grade. I was in the fourth grade at W.B. Patterson Elementary School, and it was at the time Black History Week. I don't know how old you are, but before it became a month, it was a week. And I remember learning about this great woman and, of course, about the story, you know, at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and the whole, drama that played out with the Daughters of the American Revolution and her being denied to sing at Constitution Hall and how Eleanor Roosevelt stepped in. So that very historic moment that happened here in Washington, D.C., and I learned about her. I was in the fourth grade, and I remember that very clearly. And I, at that time, you know, was very young and had no idea the course that my life would later take. And I remember some years ago when I won the Marian Anderson Award back in the early 90s, I think it may have been 92, when I went to her home in Danbury, Connecticut, and I sat with her and we spoke. And I just remember thinking that somehow I stepped into the history books. I couldn't believe, you know, because being a young girl growing up and learning about history and that sort of thing, for us, they were always dead people, you know. And so here was this woman that I'm actually face-to-face with. And I remember reading about her when I was in the fourth grade, and somehow our lives had intersected, and I couldn't believe that that was happening and that I was being honored with an award in her name. For me, I was absolutely floored by this happening.
Well, I was going to say that's one of the more really incredible things, that it turns out that you are one of those in the tradition now. And it's an extraordinary thing, having both won the award and having sung in the tribute at the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
It's an amazing thing.
I'm so busy with, you know, the day-to-day goings on of my own life and all that I'm responsible for and obligated to and all those things that I never looked at it quite the way that you just communicated it. And that's cool.
Well, the other thing I'd be curious to talk to you about, because much like you, most of us in the Black community, when you first come to Marian Anderson, it's just as this extraordinary historical figure. What did you think, finally, as you were studying music and you finally heard and began to understand the voice, what did you think about this voice?
Well, it was, for me, it was something that was, you know, sacred and untouchable, much like that of Paul Robeson, you know. Toscanini had called this voice, you know, when I started to learn about who these great people were and you know, the place that she has in the history of, you know, classical music, just classical music alone, and how she was the first African-American to make her, you know, debut at the Metropolitan Opera in Eureka, following Mascara. That was something that fills me, even to this day, with tremendous pride, just tremendous pride. I remember, you know, back in 2001 after the attacks, the 9/11 attacks, I was asked to sing at the National Cathedral. And that was in front of five, living presidents. And thank God I didn't really understand at the time all the impact that my participation would have. Because I didn't really understand until I was out there singing and I saw all of the faces. And the thought that came to my mind when I looked in the face of, you know, Ford and Bush's, the senior and junior and President Clinton and Jimmy Carter, when I was looking in those faces, I thought, I wonder if this is what Marian Anderson felt, what I was feeling in that moment. I thought, I wonder how she felt. I wonder if this feeling that I'm experiencing now is similar or, you know, to what she was feeling that day, on the steps of where Martin Luther King gave the I Have a Dream speech and, you know, this incredible moment of history that she never liked to talk about.